morning, everyone. This is Judith Acope. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. Rough dementia night. I mean, she just was not interested in underwear or sleeping. So, long night. Anyway, you know, it seems like once a week she gotta have a night where she just clowns instead of sleeps. I don't get it. I really don't. And she do weird stuff. Because she was just like, I have to go to the bathroom. And this wasn't even late. This was like in between 6 and 7. I got to go back. Okay, so I did this hostile negotiation with her starting on Tuesday. She just would not sit on the toilet. Like, she'd walk all the way in there and look at it and be like, no. And I'd be like, it's time to go to the bathroom. If you want to go to the bathroom, you got to sit on the toilet. So there were a couple of episodes. And she just was weird about the toilet. And then last night, like I said, last evening, I had this negotiation with her. I was like, you got to make it to the bathroom. And I just saw her pull her Depends down and pee in the floor. I mean, she was standing right in front of me. And I was like, what are you doing? You have to go to the bathroom. And she was like, I had to pee. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I can't even express to you. I'm not anal about cleaning, I don't think. But I really like a clean environment. My bedroom is messy, but it's clean. And the rest of my place is clean. Like, I clean all the public spaces for sure. And, you know, I clean things. And I just, like, it just fucks with my sensibility to watch people, like, pee in the floor. And I just got this cleaner thing for her room because her carpet was just getting black and black. And it was just disgusting. And it was like pee and dirt and God knows what else. So I did that for the first time over the weekend and I almost threw up. The water was so dark. And I didn't even use the soap. I used just vinegar and water because that's what cleaners were saying was the best. Because when you put all those soaps and stuff on your carpet fibers, they actually dig into the fibers. And even after it's dry, they continue to attract more dirt. So we don't need those kind of problems. So I didn't even use the Bissell cleaner. I used vinegar. Bought a big container of vinegar, filled it up with water, and then that tiny portion that's supposed to be for cleaner, I used vinegar. And it was disgusting. So, you know, I have these little weird tics about cleaning, and she does too. That's how she raised us. Like, it didn't work on my brother, but my mom, my sister, and me are like clean freaks, and they both clean better than I do, but I at least clean. I am not into dirt and filth, and my toilets are clean. Like, and so this is really hard for me, is all I'm saying. To watch somebody do not only something that's crazy, but it's nasty. And then, like, she loves to, like, go to the bathroom. And so it's, like, a huge thing to get her. No, she doesn't love to go to the bathroom. This is the part she loves. She goes to the bathroom, and then she wipes herself. And then she'll take that tissue that she wiped herself with and start wiping other things with it. And I'm like, please throw that in the toilet. Please put it in the toilet. Like, it triggers something in me. And the more you tell her things, the more she's like, I'm not going to do it. It's just unbelievable. It's a completely terrible disease. She's not what I'd call a sweet person. So I think there were things in her personality where this disease just sort of highlighted the worst parts of her personality. And if you tell her to stop doing something, which you have to do a lot with this disease, I mean, get ready. She's just going to throw a major tantrum. And it's just hard. I'm so tired of this. And it's triggering. I fucking hate filth. And that's all they do is pee on everything. It's so much urine. I don't understand why. So she's obviously in her late stages of Alzheimer's. The next stop for her is a catatonic, can't get out the bed state. And she's declined quite a bit in the last 3 months. and I expect it'll be worse by the end of the year. But man, oh man, for me, I am just not into dirt and pee and filth. And like, that's her jam. You know, like, let me just pee on everything. It's like, how do you have so much pee in you? Sorry. But for real, it's like you're a little person. You don't drink coffee. I don't let her have anything with caffeine in it. It's like, how do you have so much pee? Like, what's happening? But anyway, that's my story. It was a weird night of... I got a lot of sleep, actually. I just let her be. I mean, after the fifth or sixth time of putting her in bed, back in bed, I was like, you know, I got to work tomorrow, so good luck. And, yeah, I had to go to sleep. So, my caregiver is there now, so, and she does amazing work, so there you have it. All right, what else was I thinking? I'm not really thinking about anything this morning because I was just so, like, kind of grossed out by that. But I do want to say, big picture wise, I think this is a huge lesson. And I hope a lot of girls figure it out. It's like, you need to be able to tell. And this is what I meant by feeling the room. Like, I can read the room, but I can also feel the room. And I know when people are lying, and I know when, and I trigger them. People who are not really comfortable in their own skin, people who are you know, pretending to be something that they're not, I trigger them as soon as I walk in. It's something that I've had to learn to grow. I just realized that's what it was because I looked it up. I mean, there is a relative by marriage. I mean, as soon as I walk in a room, she loses her mind. And this lady's old. Like, she's like a grown-ass woman over me. I would say she's in her 80s. And, I mean, it's something about me that drives her insane. And I think it's insecurity, ultimately. I think she wants me to feel about her a certain way, and I just don't. Because it doesn't matter to me the things you amass if you're not a good person. If you're a manipulator or a braggadocious person or someone who lies and uses people or someone who holds things over people's heads, you know, I'm not interested in anything you have to say. And that should be okay. That's fine. There are plenty of people who aren't interested in anything I have to say, you know. That's the way life is. Some people are your cup of tea and some people aren't. And I trigger her. I trigger some other people. And it's like, you got to understand, people can say anything out of their mouths. Especially girls need to understand this. When someone says something, that doesn't mean that it's true. Right? Just because someone tells you that they are, I don't know, smart. Let's say somebody tells you how smart they are. That doesn't mean they're smart. You get to decide if that person is smart. You get to choose whether that person is good or honest or kind or thoughtful. You know, because thoughtful people do thoughtful things. So when someone sits in your face constantly like, well, I'm so thoughtful. I'm like, well, you haven't done anything that was thoughtful. I haven't seen you do one thoughtful thing. You know, people keep saying you're smart. You say you're smart. I haven't seen you do one smart thing. Like, you get to decide. It's called critical thinking. And they have done as much as they possibly can in society to strip that away, especially in America. I can't speak on other countries. But in America, they just do whatever they can to, like, just strip your ability to think and choose away. Think about it. I'm not into abortion as birth control. You know, if you're doing it more than once, you might need to ask yourself some questions. But about how you live your life and maybe why you aren't on birth control properly. But I believe it's a woman's right to choose to do that. You know, but yeah, I'm opposed to certain parts of it. I definitely never thought it was fine for someone under 18 to get an abortion without the permission of their parent. Like, this could be something that would affect her for the rest of her life. No, I need to know. That's my job as your parent. I need to know what's going on with your body. I didn't like that. I didn't like people lining up. You know, this is my fourth abortion. Like, what's going on? You know, so I don't think it should just be out there unfettered as an option. But I also think it's a woman's right to choose and not the government's right to choose. Also around that debate is end of life decisions. Why is the government involved in that? And I'm not saying everybody should go bonk their loved ones over the head and take them out. But there is a point where this person is not having a high quality of life. And they're not going to get younger. And they're not magically. This is not fucking Cocoon. People aren't going to just go for a swim with alien pods and then wake up feeling refreshed. And I think even before that movie was over, they went back to being old and like, lifeless. What's his name was in it? Mr. Diabetes. Wilford Brimley. And it helps me with my diabetes. That's sorry, but the way he said it was funny. It helps me with my diabetes. So listen, there's no magic in this. And I think the way we live our lives in America is almost like Disney. It's like a Disney-fied version of life to a certain extent. You can't put a pretty picture on everything. Everything is not a sitcom. It doesn't wrap up in 30 minutes with, you know, problem resolved. That's just not how life is. And that's okay. You need to be able to figure out when someone's full of shit. You need to have your heart broken. You need to understand that sometimes you're not going to get your way. And maybe that was for the best. How many times any woman in her 50s will be able to tell you that there were times that they wanted, I am heterosexual, that's what I understand. So that's what I talk about. Every woman in their 50s can tell you about a boy they loved when they were in high school or somebody they loved in college. And they just couldn't understand why they couldn't be together. And then that person turned out to not be a great human. They had problems. Your life would have been like a nightmare had you been with that person. And it's like, oh, thanks, God. Like that was protection. And it's weird because we don't always recognize protection because we take everybody at face value, especially when you're young. You just believe everything people tell you. Well, you need critical thinking. You need to be able to figure things out. And you need to read and understand. You need comprehension skills. I'm telling you, if you have to send your kids to public school, which I understand, you need to supplement their education with as much critical thinking, comprehension skills as you can, because this is not a game out here and people are not ready. They want you to be sheep. They want you to eat crap. They want you to feel bad. They don't care if your energy's good. The sicker you are, the better. Because when you're sick, you're not engaged. That's the whole point. I think that's why there's been no cure for all these brain diseases. I think they're fine with letting people live with these diseases because it's a cash cow. I mean, it's just money. And America is built on money, and I'm a capitalist, but some things are just ridiculous. And I think they're going to be sorry because we're about to have so many old people, and they're going to have a lot of diseases because America hasn't prioritized health. We've prioritized profit. So, you know, all of those potato chips and Doritos and weird flavors you've been eating and all these colors and dyes and all these toxins that are banned in other countries that you get to eat nonstop because we're America. That shit is getting ready to cause you a world of hurt. A lifetime of Doritos and Fritos and Cheetos is going to rock your world if it hasn't already. And, you know, I get it. Occasionally, something like that tastes good. I mean, I don't eat any of that. But occasionally, a Dorito, I remember about 15 years ago, I had a Dorito and it was like a new flavor. And I was like, this shit tastes delicious. You know, I used to love Doritos as a kid, you know, but it wasn't GMO corn either. You know, what are the long-term effects of GMOs? And no crop gets more genetically altered than corn, and it's everywhere. So, of course, we're going to have health problems. And, of course, we're not going to understand the ramifications because we don't pay attention to those things anymore. I remember learning critical thinking and reading comprehension. We had a class, I want to say, in third, fourth, fifth grade, reading comprehension. Okay, what did you just read? Listen, the Catholics aren't perfect. I listened to some stuff about Vatican City last night. I would never say Catholicism was a perfect religion. I don't think there is a perfect religion. But I did learn a lot in Catholic school. And I wasn't molested and I wasn't harmed. They tried to indoctrinate me, but that's not really my personality. So I got the education and it worked out great. So anyway, just be smart, young ladies. Please be smart. And that's advice for everybody. I don't care how old you are. You can always get great at reading a room. It's a skill that you need. And I get it. There are a lot of ad campaigns, politicians, movie stars, all these people who have a team of people hired to make you believe that there's something about this person that's true that may not be true. And it's your job to listen to your intuition that God put inside of you so you can figure these things out. And so what if you're wrong? You might not be wrong, though. Someone smiling in your face might be not of God. And there's a lot of people out here who are definitely not worshiping God. And you need to be able to figure them out. And there's a lot of people out here wishing to do you harm. And you need to be able to figure them out. That's all I got today. I hope everybody has an amazing March the 7th. Happy birthday, Joanna Cardos. Wow. I mean, we're already... We got 3 more weeks of March. I think the clocks go back this weekend or something. I don't like daylight savings time. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if Missouri just decided to stop participating in that. It seems odd that we participate in that. Anyway, I hope everybody, we're going to spring forward. I might have said go back or whatever. I like regular time. I'm not sure springing forward is my jam, but it is what it is, right? Until it's not. So may your urine be contained within your body. The people who love you will forever be grateful for that. That should be like the new, you know how you know when people watch Star Trek? You know, they have like their own little language. Well, that's caregiver language. May the urine in your body stay within it until you are ready to release it in a proper way. That's like, yeah. Like if you're a caregiver, you're like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Because I'm telling you, it's so much urine. All right, everybody. Have an amazing day. Amazing day. Take care of yourselves.